Former security guard Richard Jewell held a news conference in Atlanta today to describe the turmoil he has faced after being identified as a prime suspect in the Olympics bombing case. Last week, Jewell was cleared by law enforcement authorities nearly 3 months after his name was first leaked to the media. From Atlanta, NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
With his mother and three attorneys by his side, a somber Richard Jewell appeared before dozens of television cameras and microphones.
You know my name, but you do not really know who I am.
Since July 30th, Jewell said he was afraid he would be arrested and charged with a horrible crime that he did not commit, that of planting the bomb at Centennial Olympic Park in downtown Atlanta. The bomb resulted in two deaths and more than 100 people injured.
For 88 days, I lived a nightmare. For 88 days, my mother lived a nightmare too. Mom, thanks for standing by me and believing in me. I love you.
3 days after the bomb exploded in Olympic Park, Richard Jewell's name was leaked to the media. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution printed a special late edition calling Jewell the prime suspect. A barrage of news coverage followed. Reporters and photographers set up camp in front of the apartment where Jewell and his mother live. Jewell, who found the bomb and helped evacuate the area, was hero turned suspect. The FBI began trailing Jewell's every move.
I felt like a hunted animal, followed constantly, waiting to be killed.
Jewell's public statement comes 2 days after he received a long-awaited letter from the U.S. Attorney's Office in Atlanta. The letter clears Jewell, saying that he is not considered a target of the bombing investigation. U.S. Attorney Kent Alexander also issued a statement. It says, quote, "Unfortunately, criminal investigations often intrude upon the lives of private citizens, like Mr. Jewell and his mother. In this case, the Jewels have regrettably also endured highly unusual and intense publicity that was neither designed nor desired by the FBI, and in fact, it interfered with the investigation," unquote. Neither the FBI nor the U.S. Attorney's Office would make any further statement. For the way he was treated, attorney Watson Bryant says Richard Jewell should have received a real apology.
They don't have the balls to get up and say, hey, we made a mistake. We're doing the best we can do. And we went off in the wrong direction for a while. And we're sorry for whatever inconvenience that was, but we're just trying to catch a bad guy.
The government released affidavits today that were used to get an order to search Jewell's property. Jewell's attorneys say the affidavits were filled with distortions and half-truths. They also claim the FBI lied to their client. An agent from the Georgia Bureau of Investigation, a friend of Jewell's, came to his home, had dinner with Jewell and his mother, and attorneys say they later found out the agent was wearing an FBI wire, taping every word Jewell said as he talked about the night of the bombing. In addition, the FBI told Jewell they wanted to make a training tape and use this ruse to bring Jewell in and interrogate him. Jewell's attorney, Watson Bryant, was infuriated because he said the government had no evidence.
To me, the bullies are in the government. I am more afraid of the FBI than I am of being blown up in some random explosion by a lone bomber.
Attorneys say they will try to pin down those responsible for leaking Richard Jewell's name to the media. Justice Department officials themselves say they, too, are trying to track down the source of leaks. Jewell's attorneys plan to file suit against the Atlanta newspaper, which first ran the story about Jewell, against NBC News and Tom Brokaw, and possibly against several other reporters. Both the Journal-Constitution and NBC News say they accurately reported what they learned from law enforcement officials. Both say they also reported that Jewell had never been charged with any crime. NBC News says that any suit would be without merit. Jewell's attorneys haven't decided whether or not to sue the federal government. As for Richard Jewell, he is focusing on how badly he was treated by everyone involved.
In their mad rush to fulfill their own personal agendas, the FBI and the media almost destroyed me and my mother.
Now that he has been cleared, Richard Jewell says he'll try to regain his reputation. Jewell says he'd still like a job in law enforcement now that his personal nightmare is over. I'm Kathy Lohr in Atlanta.